Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT, AM in Pittsburgh, and streaming live over the World Wide Web at WPITAM.com. We have an action-packed, fun-filled show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. So all the Rusyns, both Orthodox and Catholic faithful, are in the season of Lent. So we have, to start off our show, Preterpivy Zanastrasi, having suffered the passion for us. This year, the Carpatho Rusyn Society will be sponsoring two homeland tours. If you're interested in going to meet or find or just have some fun in the Rusyn homeland, then listen up. We have two tours for you. The first tour is the Lemko Homeland Tour. This will take place July 20th through August 2nd, visiting the Rusyns in the southeastern Poland section of Lemkovina. Deadline is coming up pretty quickly, so if you're interested in the Lemko Homeland Tour, July 20th through August 2nd, please call Nancy Revac right now. You can reach her at area code 310-473-8522, or you can send her some email, lemkotour@c-rs.org. Also, the Carpatho Rusyn Society will be sponsoring the 11th Carpatho Rusyn Heritage Tour, visiting Rusyns in Slovakia, Poland, and Ukraine. This will take place from July 10th through July 20th. And this is the whirlwind tour where you get to go to all three of the regions there in, as I said, Slovakia, Poland, and Ukraine, and do a lot of neat things. If you're interested in this tour, call John Rigetti, president of the CRS. Give him a call and let him know you're interested. You can call him at area code 412-749-0675, or you can send him some email at this address, rusyn1, all spelled out, at gmail.com. So his email again is rusynone@gmail.com. Next, we go to the Makovica region right around Svidnik. This is Zadunaj around the Danube River. And Hejoj nemaju frajera. Yo, I do not have a boyfriend. It's always good to see the young folk get involved in their heritage and do things for the people in the homeland. Well, we have such a person here in the Pittsburgh area, good friend of ours, the Harbist family. Their youngest daughter, Katie Harbist, is a senior at Moon Area High School. Katie is also a CRS member here in the Pittsburgh area and a member of the Sloviani Folk Ensemble. And for her senior project, she's going to be holding a merchandise bingo. And this bingo, all of the benefits from the bingo are going to benefit the St. Nicholas Orphanage in Medzi Laborice, Slovakia. For those of you that are unfamiliar with St. Nicholas Orphanage in Medzi Laborice, there is an orphanage slash a home for unwed mothers with young children. And it is mostly of the Roma population that are there, but there are some Russians and Slovaks that also are housed in this facility. And they're always needing, as you can imagine, orphanages here in America, they're always needing some sort of financial stability. They are sponsored by the Orthodox Church in Slovakia, but Katie, as part of her senior project, is going to be holding this merchandise bingo, and John Rigetti, president of the CRS, will be taking this money over to the folks in Medzi Laborice during the CRS Homeland Tour. So how can you help Katie out for her senior project? Well, on Sunday, March 18th, from 1 to 3 p.m., at Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in McKees Rocks, she will be holding a merchandise bingo. There will be a raffle of 50-50 food and prizes. If you are interested in donating to this merchandise bingo, or you just need some information, please call Katie or Beth Harbist at area code 412-264-4349. Again, that is Katie or Beth Harbist at area code 412-264-4349. The merchandise bingo, Sunday, March 18th, 1 until 3 p.m. The donation is $12 and is for a very worthy cause. I'll be telling you a little bit more about this next week. But as I said, the residents of the orphanage are mostly Roma from Medzilaborice area. So we haven't played a Roma number for quite a while here. This is our good friend Andrei Kandrach and his orchestra. You know, you don't have to just give an item for this merchandise bingo. You can always give a donation, an upfront donation to Katie Harbist or Beth Harbist. So once again, let me give you that number. It's 412-264-4349. Our next dedication comes from our good friends, Walt and Anna Orange. I received an email from Walt the other day and says that Walt would like to play a song for Mary Hudzinets' daughter, Alexandra Plummer. Alex's favorite song is Červena Ruža, and Walt would like to say it's the favorite song of a favorite girl, Nasha Mlada Rusnachka Sashka. If you haven't seen it, if you go to the February 2012 issue of the GCU magazine, on page 22, there is an article that Mary wrote for her daughter explaining that Alexandra, 11-year-old parishioner of St. John's in Southside, is part of Hat Company, a musical theater ensemble in East Liberty. And on December 17th, she performed I Come From That Place about ethnic pride. And thanks to instruction by our good friend Jerry Jumba, they all sang Mnohaya I Blahaya Lita in four-part harmony in Church Slavonic, where Alexandra came out and said, I am Carpatho Rusin. So Walt and Anna, I want to thank you for sending that to me, And we thank you for your donation to the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program. But we still need everyone else to give me some donations as well. Please email me, call me. You can email me for a request or a dedication, as well as for donation. To do so, give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or you can email me at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Thank you very much, Anna and Walt. Дякую большое от сердца. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for donating to the show, and for Walt and Anna, and also for Mary and, papers flying all over the place here in the studio for Alexandra, for Sashka. We do have Червена Ружа for you. This was recorded in Uniontown a few years ago by Русские Музыканты.
Червена ружа трояка, червена ружа трояка. Малая мужа, мужа я мала, малая мужа пияка.
I want to be able to hear everyone singing from their houses, so sing this second verse with us. Come on, can't hear you. All right, sing loud.
Не бі м'я мужу не карай, не бі м'я мужу не карай, лишу ти діти, діти ти лишу, а само пойду за Дунай. Лишу ти діти, діти ти лишу, а само пойду заграй. Як на шифу сідала, а як на шифу сідала, білу густочку, густочку білу, білу густочку махала, білу густочку, густочку білу, білу густочку. G minor, let's go. Sing now or never. Sing, let's go.
You heard him, everyone. You heard him. Sing now or sing never. Yeah, lay into it.
Червена ружа трояка, червена ружа трояка, малая мужа, мужа я мала, малая мужа пияка, малая мужа, мужа я мала, малая
пияка. Hey! All right, we have some very, very heavy breaking news from the Slovak Republic. The Slovak Statistical Office the other day released the preliminary results of the census from 2011. And for the Russians, it came out that there are 33,482 official, quote-unquote, Russians. That is an increase of 38.35% since 2001. And an increase of 94.7% in 1991. And looking over the results here, ladies and gentlemen, of all the nationalities in the Slovak Republic, including Slovaks, the Russians had the largest increase, 38%. The amount of other nationalities, including the home nationality of Slovak went down. The Slovaks went down from 4.6 million to 4.3 million. I wonder what's happening there, if they're moving out or what's going on there. And in terms of the mother language or the native language of the Slovak Republic, it didn't go up as much. It only went up 1% from 54 to 55,000. But it still leads me to believe that there are a lot more Russians out there that then they claim on the census. And that is prevalent when I look through the numbers here, that there is a spot on the census form for unknown or refused to answer. And in 2001, there were only 54,000 of those people that said, well, we don't know what our nationality is or refuse to answer. But in 2011, there were 382,493 people in the Slovak Republic that either did not answer or refused to answer. And that's very, very, what's going on with that there? That is an increase from 2001 of 601%. Also, another thing that stands out here when I look at the statistics is that when you look at the nationalities in the Slovak Republic, there are 4.3 million Slovaks, yet only 4.2 million that have Slovak as their mother language. And it's kind of interesting that that is a difference of 112,000. And if you look at it, what mother language, what's going on here? So we are very glad that there was a 38.35% increase from 2001 to 2011. But as you all know, our job here is to promulgate the Russian culture, not only here in America, but also in the Russian homeland. So congratulations, Slovakia, or not Slovakia, congratulations to all the people in the Slovak Republic who campaigned to try and tell people exactly what they are, who they are, and everything else. So let's go on to Vojvodina. This is Kedsom Išla from Anna and Helena Bučko. Join the Slovak American Society of Washington and the Carpatho-Russian Society National Capital Chapter on Saturday, March 17th for The Linden and the Oak, A Russian Novel Comes to Life. Author Mark Wanza will discuss the use of genealogy and family memories in writing an historic novel. This will take place at the Braddock District Governmental Center, 9002 Burke Lake Road in Burke, Virginia. For more information on this, The Linden and the Oak, number six, Mark, Chris, whoever you are today, number six. And as we listen to a little bit of Chervena Ruja before we go on to lyrical songs from Uj Valley from Ensemble Ushrod, again, it is, there we go, The Linden and the Oak, A Russian Novel Comes Alive, Saturday, March 17th. For more information, please call Pat Onufrak at 703-968-8192. Or you can email her, dcpresident at c-rs.org. And while you have your pens and papers out, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little more detail for this, the Pittsburgh chapter's Spring Fling. This will take place on Saturday, April 28th at 6 p.m. at the Holy Ghost Social Gymnasium, 225 Olivia Street in the Keys Rocks, Pennsylvania. We're going to have holopki. We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, klobasa. We're going to have a good time. Easter will be over, so we won't have to worry about fasting. So we're going to come and have a good time. We're going to have live entertainment for you. We just don't know who we're going to have yet, although I'm sure I'm going to be one of the musicians there. We will have some DJ music by yours truly, DJ Dinko, along with other goodies for you. We're going to have a 50-50. We'll have the sales table available. For more information on that, you know who to call. That's me, Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of another half hour here on the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program. But before I go, you know, it is Lent, and there's a few more weeks left until Easter. And if you're looking for that perfect gift for that perfect Russian person, consider giving us a call at the Carpathia Russian Society. We have a huge variety of books, CDs, DVDs, the Easter basket covers you'll want to have for your basket as you're getting your shunka blessed, pisanka to have in there as well. Wood carvings, religious items, and much more. You can visit us at www.c-rs.org and click on sales, or you can give us a call at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. We also have Randy Horball's Pirohi items. They make a great accessory to your Easter basket. So once again, that is 412-567-3077. 3077. We'll see you all next week right here at 2:30 p.m. WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh. Trimajte se šťastlivo, s Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!